Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
6:02 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. We over there doing a WAP? Is that what you're doing?
I'm just throwing the headband.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I never realized how inappropriate the name of that dance was until I just said it out loud on air.
I know. You know what made me
folks,
laugh?
That's the name of the song. That's the name of the dance. Am I right? That's, didn't mean anything by that.
You like the music doo-wop? Is that? Oh. Hey, you know what? It's funny because like you and I were, we do this all the time. It's one of my favorite things. I talk music with Rob all the time. If he hears a sample in a song, he'll text me. He's like, did you know this? And I'm like, no. And we're going back and forth, and he's sending me Lionel Richie stuff in the Commodores yesterday. He's like, you don't know this song. He's like, man, that's a slow song. I know it. I didn't know the name of the song, but right. I knew the song.
Still, the Commodores.
Yeah. And I love that when we go back. And then I'll hear something on the radio. I want to tell Rob about this. Or I'll screenshot my phone and send it to you. Oh, this just popped up. My drive in today, I'm always torn about this. Like, it's respect the artist and not the person. Because I felt that way about Michael Jackson. Right. I felt that way. I was listening to R. Kelly in Philadelphia, and I'm like, ugh.
Is it okay to listen to Bump and Grind?
That one will be fine. I don't know. Seems Like You're Ready is a fine
one. No, that is. That's a fine, yeah.
Yeah.
To me, the remix to Bump and Grind was awesome.
R. Kelly had some of the best music of
the 90s.
I mean,
the remix to it was like, man.
The Isley Brothers and R. Kelly. Are you kidding me? You going to put those guys together? But I liked all that. But... And in the same thing, like I'm listening to it, and Mace and Puffy comes on.
Which
and
one?
Which song was it? Now I'm blanking on. It's the one where they sampled Broken Glass.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So anyway, I can find out right here. It was Can't Nobody Hold Me Down. Yeah. And it comes on. At first, I'm like dancing, and then Puffy starts singing. I was like, oh. I finished the song, though. Because I love Mace.
Do we know, honestly, about, other than the ones that became known?
You mean people that did shady stuff?
Yeah, come on. Do we really know?
That's why I say respect the artist and not the person, but I get it if you don't want to listen to people's music anymore.
After you find out.
Yeah. The funny thing is some people won't do that for that, but if they find out your political beliefs, they'll stop listening to you.
Facts.
What?
Facts. That is the new...
Politics is the new religion.
It is.
It's crazy, man.
It is. We may fight each other over politics now. I stay away from it.
I've said it before. I think you got a chance of switching someone's religion than their political beliefs. I believe that's true.
Stop worshiping politicians.
Yep.
How was your Tuesday?
It was good. I finally ate last night. I was telling Rob I got my first Wawa turkey bowl of the season. I'll be working on number two today. I love those things, man.
You do.
I can't get
and
enough
And I'm grateful
of it.
For them because you wouldn't eat if not you didn't have one.
I finally ate last night. I started to, when my pain went down, I started to juggle my medicine, and now I know which one's really upsetting my stomach. So I'm trying to, and it's the, look, they're all upsetting. You take ibuprofen with no food, it's going to upset your stomach. You're not supposed to. And then the antibiotics I'm on and the pain medicine. All three of them upset your stomach, but the worst one for me... I think is the pain medication. So I skipped that this morning, but I'm not feeling much pain. I'm feeling better.
I'm looking at Justin Fields' numbers right now. 845 yards passing in seven games.
Oof.
I think I had more than that as a high school quarterback in seven games.
I played wide receiver, and I think I had more than that. I'm kidding.
I think I had more yards passing than that through seven games in high school.
That's ridiculous.
It is absolutely ridiculous.
I heard Woody Johnson just take him behind the woodshed and destroy him and defend Aaron Glenn, which I'm fine with. It is always weird when a coach comes up. Yeah, we got to have a quarterback. We can't have backup quarterback starting for us. I mean, you look at the way he's played. The quarterback play has been terrible. Woody Johnson just took a complete shot at Justin Fields. Ain't nothing you can do.
Yeah.
But it's the wrong system for him to be in. It just is.
I love you, man. There is no system for Justin Fields. Look, there is no system for Justin Fields.
Am I telling you the guy would be good?
Dog doesn't hunt. That it doesn't. I mean, I would. Who said he's a backup quarterback?
Woody Johnson.
Okay,
yeah.
Woody's wrong.
He's not a backup.
He's not a backup quarterback. I'm sorry. Listen, I wanted to see Justin Fields get an opportunity. Had opportunity. Move on. He's not. He's not. He is not an NFL quarterback.
By the way,
and I've seen guys. Who's the guy now that's in Las Vegas?
Geno Smith?
I thought Geno Smith needed an opportunity. We saw Geno Smith with opportunities. I think Geno Smith would be a solid backup quarterback for somebody.
Yep.
Geno Smith is Tyrod Taylor.
By the way, there's not enough starting quarterbacks in the NFL.
Exactly. So he's going to get a job because of that. Geno Smith could be a Tyrod Taylor, play for 15, 16 years in the league, backup, get some spot starts. He's that guy. Justin Fields is not that guy.
No, the way it should be is that you have one of those guys that's able to support you through a four-game stretch.
Right.
If your quarterback goes down and can manage the game, of course he's not going to be as good, but there's just...
It's Tyrod Taylor.
And he's done a phenomenal job, but there's just not many of those guys.
Geno Smith would be... Geno Smith, I'm not... this is not me saying Las Vegas is silly for starting Geno Smith. No, this is a perfect opportunity for him because they don't have another one.
Yeah, and by the way...
They're bridging the gap.
Sometimes we make mistakes watching these guys, i.e. Daniel Jones, and we'll see if that figure... Baker Mayfield would be the biggest one. I mean, people forget. He was on the Panthers, and the Panthers didn't even want him.
He was on somebody's practice squad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so you get opportunities, but I've seen enough of Justin Fields to say... No, that dog does not hunt, man. It's you know, he made some money, you know, going to be a high school, college coach or something like that. He's just not the dude.
Yeah, and by the way, if you bring up those 845 yards in seven games, go look and see at how many of those came in the fourth quarter when they were down three touchdowns, two touchdowns.
And like you said, you know, there's not enough starting quarterbacks in the National Football League. We can go through the list right now. I
mean, no, but what I'm saying
is... I don't think Tua's a start. Tua has become what I thought he was coming out of college.
Yep.
I think the film caught up with him. He had that phenomenal year. He had a new offense. He had this, he had that. And he fooled some folks. But reality has world-class speed, man. It'll catch up with you.
I mean, I think he tries to pretend like he's mentally strong, but I think he's very weak there.
He's soft.
Yeah.
Soft.
You know, like when he tries to give you, I go home, my kids still love me. Yeah, they should. They're your kids.
They have nothing to do with whether you win or lose a football game.
Yeah. We're not even talking about that. Why do you bring that up? We're talking about why did you throw that many interceptions? But my kids love me. Perfect. Great. Does your mom still like you? Hey, what the hell are you talking about, man? Like... And then again, too, like looking at some of these guys in the league, it's a matter of finding the right guy. And what I was saying about Justin Fields is I feel like he needs to be in an offense like Lamar was when he first got into the league, and running more, having running plays designed for him, or being in the Greg Roman-led offense. Or I know it's not exciting, but playing that brand of Philadelphia where it's just, hey, we're running the football, and then I make plays when I have to. And Jalen Hurts this year, as much as I've criticized him, there's been two big moments where he had to throw the football. And he got it done both times.
And he's not Jalen Hurts.
No, I agree. I'm just saying.
And see, if he ran, you're right. If he ran Lamar's offense from year one, that would work for him for a year. And then Fim would catch up with him, and then he doesn't. The difference between he and Lamar is Lamar can say, okay, well, you're ready for that. You're not ready for this.
Yeah.
Justin Fields ain't built that way.
Well, and again, I don't think the guy's good. I'm just saying, like, if he was, it sounds so terrible. It's like if everything's great around him and they run the system, the only system he can play, they might possibly be okay. And that's not what he wants. I mean, who's looking for that? You know?
So. I like Woody Johnson.
I didn't even finish. We got on this whole damn topic, but I watched the NBA last night.
It was great, wasn't it?
No.
That first game. Oh, that first game sucked. The under.
double overtime when you got the under. You sons of bitches. Double overtime?
I didn't know my boys from Main Street Cigar was such NBA fans, man.
Who were they rooting for? Did they just like...
Just watching it. Yeah. My man Steele just likes watching it, man. I mean, he's still like one of the biggest sports fans I know. When he talks baseball, he talks number. He talks the game along with the analytics. Talks football. He knows football. So when I sat down and saw the NBA game, when I thought this would be the line, no, wasn't the line. The dude stepped right over that line.
I love talking NBA with true NBA fans not people that are just blind to their team. Like, I don't want to talk about your team and argue with you. I'll give you an example. Kai, I don't want to talk about the Bulls. Like, if you want to call in and talk NBA, call in and talk about the league. But nobody gives a rat's ass about the Bulls until they're relevant, except you.
Well, I mean, it's different, though, with the Bulls on Thursday.
Oh, that's right, because they don't score as much.
They don't score on Thursday.
I forgot all about that.
You forgot all about that. Speaking of NBA, we'll talk more NBA opening night at 7 o'clock. But on the other side, news of the Ravens' decision to remove distractions from the locker room has drawn criticism. And last, from football fans, what does Stevie B think? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
17 in the AM.
I watched Kingpin on Monday.
You did what?
Watch Kingpin.
Oh, yeah?
That's where the song's from.
I saw that movie.
The Blues Traveler.
That movie was so funny, man. It's one of those movies you got to watch more than once because you miss so much.
I told Joe yesterday that Big Earn McCracken is one of the greatest characters ever created in movies. The fake commercial or the commercial they do there, when sometimes I wake up in the morning and Big Earn's already there. And then he's the mom's hiking the ball and he's snapping her panties. Morgana comes on the bowling alley or whatever and he's got her by the breast and he's guiding her off. He's just like, what a great character.
Jeremy, so... This whole removing distractions from the locker room happened after the Chiefs games, right? That's when this took place. I'm just going to say it now. I said it before yesterday. Epic failure. Because what happened after the Chiefs game? You lose to the Texans 44-10. Let's go back to something. Remember after the Texans game, I asked you and Ed, I said, I know sometimes John Harbaugh is around no one on the sidelines, but he seemed to be extremely disconnected from the team. Remember I asked you that?
Yeah.
And at the time, I knew nothing about this distractions from the locker room thing. I knew nothing about that. But you didn't see him around the players against the Rams. You see no one around him. I didn't know about it. I'm telling you, man, there's something else going on in that locker room with that team, player to coach. And I picked up on it before knowing the story about this. It just looks different. And I picked up on it, Jeremy, because I say it again. There's something to be said about drawing from experience.
Yeah.
And I'm a coach who lost a locker room. I'm not proud of that, but I did. And I know what it looks like. And I know the look of the coach when he lost the locker room. And I asked you then, I said, do you think he's losing his locker room? Because I saw the look on his face and I saw the players when they looked at him and there was no connection.
Yeah, because, like, again, taking away this stuff when things are going awry. Like, let's say, you know, like, you had all these injuries. But even if you didn't have the injuries and the team's playing poor, I get trying to do something to jumpstart them. But this ain't it, because you're making them feel like children. What do you mean you're taking away this from me? Yeah, what did I do to, like, before the games or when in my downtime? Like, when we're at practice, I'm practicing. When it's film study, I'm studying film.
I'm not playing games.
When it's downtime, I can do what I want.
Isn't it great to have a team that likes one another?
Yes.
How do you do that?
Camaraderie.
How do you have camaraderie? Spend more time together. So you want me, as soon as practice is over, as soon as I get my, after I get my treatment, to just leave and go home, not be around these guys. So now when we're losing, there's no connection here. There's no, the camaraderie, folks, in a team setting makes you responsible for one another, makes you accountable for one another, because you spend a lot of quality time with one another. When you now just make it a business, we come in, we punch out, we go home. You're losing something there. And when you take those things and remove those things from the locker room and baseball to clubhouse, you know, why did they fall apart and rip at the seams when things were going wrong? Because those guys spent a lot of time together. They sat there, they played ping pong and pool versus one another and all the games on the plane. When you rip that from them, Jeremy, now you become the distraction that you're trying to eliminate. And I think that's what he did.
When you're going home to play MLB The Show or whatever game, Madden. Whatever it is that you're playing, aren't you kind of excited to get there? Like, when I was playing video games, and especially if I was going to play against buddies, or if we were going to my friend's house, and if we weren't playing beer pong, which I love to compete with, and if they were playing beer pong in the locker room, I'm listening to you. But, like, we would play ping pong at his house or table tennis.
Before kickoff.
And I'm just saying, like, we'd all have a good time, and then when football started, we were all watching football, you know? And I'm not saying it's the same way being in someone's man cave as opposed to, you know, be it getting ready before a game or after practice, but what does it matter? It's third down time. What if they do it at home? Oh, it's fine then. And you got people out there that are diehard Ravens fans that don't care about the players. They care about the wins, where it's like, oh, big deal. And we're taking away your video games. Get over it. Yeah, but you're going to lose the locker room.
Yes.
If things don't go exactly the way you plan. Now, if this was college or something, I'm listening to you, but I still don't like it there.
Okay. There are other teams that win. During the era where the Patriots were winning everything, why do players want to come to the Ravens?
Well, a lot of things we heard, I mean, especially defensive players, but a lot of things we heard is because of the facility and how they treat their players.
The camaraderie.
Yes.
The relationship. So you are jeopardizing one of your biggest recruiting tools. Not the games, the environment.
Yeah.
You're jeopardizing one of your biggest recruiting tools. And arguably the worst, this is the worst start of John Harbaugh's career.
Yeah.
This is panic. That's what this is. This is this. And again, like I said, like I suggested yesterday, it's just a suggestion because I don't know everything that's going on in there. But what's happening right now, you're saying, hey, you guys aren't paying attention. So let me eliminate these things that's in the locker room because they're distracting you from paying attention to me. No, dude, maybe they're not paying attention to you because they're not feeling you.
Yeah. Well, I'd say this too. Like, people always say, like, if let's say John Harbaugh was no longer coaching here, who are you going to get? And the problem I have with that sentiment is you've said you lost the locker room before.
I did.
If you lose the locker room, unless you're giving ample amount of time to get it back, I don't think you can. And the difference is, like,
I didn't
see. And the difference is that you have a situation where you look at guys like Mike Tomlin, Bill Belichick. I don't know if he ever lost the locker room because all they did was win once they got 12. Mm-hmm. And then you go back and you look at the Ravens here and even Harbaugh, like, oh my God, not that he lost the locker room, but is it time? Have things changed? Did we lose that, that great feel that we had for just smash mouth football and beating people up and people being afraid of you? Did we lose that? And then here comes Lamar. The game has transitioned into a finesse game.
It is.
You still have to be physical, but you have to be physical without making any mistakes. It's extremely hard on the defense.
I lost it at college in Notre Dame. Had early success. Pride, ego. Made it about me, not the players. And slowly but surely, it began to rip. And there was a great disconnect. That's the era of my coaching career that I wish I could have back because I ruined that. I mean, we were at the NCAA tournament. We were bad mofos, man. But I didn't know how to handle that success. I was younger. And I learned from that. But because I went through that, I know what it looks like when I see it. And I think I'm seeing that right now. Want to hear from you. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Steve Bisciotti can't be happy. And I don't think you are either. Let's voice it up next right here on the Fan.
I think the best thing we've done as players this year is we haven't really questioned the coaches. I think, you know, even though we have a losing, you know, record, obviously, there really hasn't been a lot of turmoil and guys turning on each other. I feel like we have been in this all together. I think that's there's one positive for the first half. I would say it would be that.
And you know why they don't turn on one another? Relationships. It is important. It's important that you respect one another. It is. And sometimes that comes from spending a lot of time with one another, knowing one another. It does. When you have a team that wants to be around one another, that's a good team. That's a good team.
Yeah. And again, like, I think you see it. I hate even saying this and using them, but they've been the most successful team. Don't you see it with the Chiefs?
You do.
Like, how much infighting do you see? You see Chris Jones get mad every once in a while. But it's like, I don't know that Andy Reid's ever going to lose that locker room.
Well, you look at how they started this year, nobody panicked. I'm like, we're good. Y'all don't know who we are.
Yeah.
Better find out.
And now people are getting upset because a lot of the power rankings have him like at number 8. Mm-hmm. I think Tom Brady's came out and he had him at 8. And I'm looking at it going, I understand what you're doing. But
I don't.
No.
I don't understand what you're doing.
Well, they just beat the Raiders. Tom Brady's a part owner in what team, and they smashed them, and they looked suspect at the beginning of the year. But as soon as they started getting healthy, they started doing Kansas City-like things. Now they have explosive players on offense, which those guys get open. What do the explosive players do when they're not getting the ball? They get other guys open.
Yeah.
And then you have the screen game to go along with it. One of the smartest coaches and quarterbacks in the league, period.
Yeah.
The guy's a freak of nature.
He is. No doubt about it. Your thoughts on the Ravens removing distractions from the locker room, Benjamin and Woodlawn. What's up, Benjamin?
Hey, my point is he wanted to remove the distractions and he added more distractions. My first point is this. A few weeks ago, Rashad Bateman got a penalty or didn't block. Then the distraction was for him to jump up in his face then. As a parent, if a child does something, you don't punish him the next month. You punish him or you scold him or you let him know what's wrong then, right then and there, not a month later. So he added more distraction more than removed it.
He became a distraction, Benjamin. I agree with you. He became a distraction. Let's go to Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Well, how are you?
Hey, I kind of like missed something. I wonder, have I missed something? Have they said actually what the distractions were? I mean, you said video games,
table games, typical games you have. I think
cornhole, table tennis, yeah. And video games.
Okay,
typical things you have in the locker room, Mike.
Okay, because I was wondering that I missed something. Okay, I understand now.
But like, I don't know if you know this, you missed a lot, man.
Yeah, I am.
So your thoughts on that? Was it in your opinion a good move?
I don't think that has nothing to do with how they play on the field, man. I don't think it's a good. I think you're creating more tension in the locker room now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you might be losing the locker room now.
Again, like I said, your definition of eliminating distractions could make you one. Again, this happened from what we've been told after the Chiefs' 37-20 loss. And what do? They lose 44-10 to the Texans the very next week. Hey, Holmes. That didn't age well. That didn't age too well, my friend. Let's go to Baltimore and get Jay. What's up, Jay?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Didn't they try this before years ago, taking the stuff out the locker room? And the whole thing with it there being is a distraction. Like, you're there to practice football, do whatever. What time would you have to play the games or whatever in there instead of, like, preparing yourself for the game? See, and if it's after the game, why don't you go home and play the game?
Can I answer that, Jay? Can I answer that?
Yes, sir.
Have you ever played a team sport?
Yes.
On what level?
Not on any
on high school level.
Yes, high school.
What do you do at the practice in high school? You go home, right? That's because you're supposed to. You got homework. You got things like this. Professional locker rooms and even collegiate level, the coaches will tell you the longer these guys stay together, the better off the team is.
But can't they like go home to somebody else's house and play the game and be together versus?
But I'm trying to answer your question, Jay. I'll invite 4 or 5 to my home, but why not have 30 in the locker room hanging out together? Why is that a bad thing? Why is having 20 or 30 guys hang out in the locker room a bad thing? As a coach, that's great for me as a coach.
I don't think it's a bad thing. I just think that you can do more camaraderie outside of the locker room.
How?
First, why they can't be together and have like study film as a game or
how do you know? How do you know they don't? How do you know that you're adding speculation to it? I'm not speculating. I know for a fact they hang out together playing games. Me saying they don't watch film together after practice is speculating. I don't know that. I know what's being told. When you have guys hanging out in the locker room, no coach. Now, high school's different. Take your ass home. You're a teenager. You ain't hanging out in the streets. Take your ass home. But collegiate level, Jeremy, you played on the collegiate level. Collegiate level, pro level. Guys hanging in the locker room or clubhouse ain't a bad. That's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, I think so as well. And again, like, if it was taking away from actual stuff on the field or film study, like if you had film study and guys were playing video games, I'm taking that out of the locker room. I understand that because they're not where they're supposed to be. This is downtime. This is the time that you're, I mean, even if it's, let's say it was pregame and you're just letting off steam. I don't know. People did all kinds of different things. I had guys that had to take a dump before the game, that would throw up before the game. Other guys that wanted to be left alone, guys that wanted music blaring and dancing and just, I mean, I had a little bit of everything in a locker room. And it's just so weird to see like something like this for adults. These are grown ass men making millions of dollars. And you're like, in your downtime, if you want to play video games, you got to drive home. Yeah. If you want to play table tennis, go get one in your house or go somewhere
exactly.
else.
This sounds like to me to somebody at the top, because we're now 1-3 on the year, because it happened at the Chiefs games. Go home. Get away from me. Get out of my face. You guys aren't. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like someone's having a temper tantrum. And I guarantee you, that's how it's perceived by some guys. Oh, okay, coach. Well, we were 3-1. These things would be great. But at 1-3, now these things are the distraction.
Well, like, I mean, I think anything can end up being a distraction now with social media. I don't know if you guys saw the post last night. It came across the wire a little bit late, but Dove Kleiman tweeted out a video of Lamar at a restaurant ordering food, 2 big plates, and he's like, oh, he looks high as hell. I can't believe he's high off the
dice.
It was AI. Was it?
Yeah.
The whole thing was AI?
The whole thing was AI.
And that's why Lamar tweeted out afterwards saying, man, this is bogus. I don't even know who these guys are. Like, that's why he was claiming that. And the whole thing, like, this stuff gets out. We were just talking about it this morning.
That's why I'm laughing.
You sent the John Harbaugh AI thing, which is hilarious.
Joe just asked this morning, where's this all this AI stuff coming from? People are going crazy. Hey, Joe, it's the new toy.
No, I know that. I'm just saying that, like, recently it is even, like, the videos of Scott were showing us together about the old women getting thrown into the wall by the
chiropractor.
Like, I'm saying that in the last 48 hours, there have been even more than normal.
And I think I told you, I think it's a bunch of people around my age who found this new toy that you knew about already. We just discovered it, and now we're going crazy with it.
Well,
that's
you
what I think
sent
it,
and Lamar, like, he's talking about his quarterback, and I'm going, well, that seems a little aggressive. And then when he said, we got the blackest quarterback in the league, and I was like, come on, man. This is AI.
Let's go to Scott in Middle River. What's up, Scott?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing today?
Doing well. How are you, man?
I'm good. Yeah, that AI stuff is pretty hilarious. I remember when I first found it, I was just, like, dying. But the crazy thing with the AI is now when you, like, look at social media, you really got to think for a second. You're like, wait, that's AI. Like, and that's annoying, like, to me. But, I wanted to say that with Rob, you talked about losing the locker room and like it happened to you and you know what it looks like. And, you know, I was just thinking, you know, these guys, like some of these guys have been on the team a long time, and like Lamar's been on the team long enough that sometimes I wonder if, like, you know, the fans are upset and we're kind of, like, ticked off at, like, some of the, like, in-game coaching stuff and some of, like, the cultural stuff that goes on. I wonder if, like, the players have finally gotten to the point where, like, they're like, dude, we do the same thing every year. We're sick of this. Like, and maybe they're just, maybe they've just tuned out. I mean, maybe you can talk about what that looks like when you lost the locker room and how you, like, how you know, but maybe Harbaugh throw, maybe that temper tantrum is he knows he lost the locker room and he knows he's lost the players and he's just angry. So we're going to take this stuff away. Like, I don't know, but you guys have a great day. Thanks.
Thank you. I mean, like I said before, I know why I lost it. Early success and ego made it about me and not about the players. Never do that again. never do that again. That's how I don't think I'm not saying that's him. I'm just giving you my personal experience. There's several ways, as you know, Jeremy, you can lose a locker room. It's not a cookie cutter way. There's several ways, several things that could happen to cause you to lose the locker room.
Yeah, I mean, we can go back as far as maybe you throw somebody under the bus through the media. Maybe you do it.
Definitely that way of losing.
Maybe you do what Sean Payton did to Russell Wilson. And I don't know if you saw Russell Wilson chirp back, you know, with the stuff on the sideline there.
Yeah.
It, you know, like, and again, you may not have certain issues with things because of the person. I get it.
My shovel is that whole situation, bro.
Okay. But I guess the point is, like, Harbaugh is this guy that's always been a leader of men. The one thing that we've said is that's what he's been great at.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have them following him, then tell me what he's great at.
Good question. NBA opening night at 7 o'clock. We'll look at that. But on the other side, last week, an anonymous NFL exec told The Athletic's Diana Rossini that the Ravens need to bring in Dean Pease again. Is that the right move? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Man. So Diana Rossini of The Athletic, Jeremy, says that Mr. Anonymous, an NFL exec, I keep wanting to say NBA, NFL exec says the Ravens need to bring Dean
Pease Anonymous
back. I tell you what, if they bring Dean Pease back, then they need to bring him back as the DC, not helping somebody out. Give me a break.
Yeah, bring Pease back when we're making chicken pot pie. I don't need, like, what are we doing? Like, people act like, and I understand people are saying he's the sole reason they fix it. We have players telling you that this isn't Zach Orr's fault, whether you want to believe it or not, and it's just speak through the media. Maybe they just like him. Who knows? But, like, again, when Pease was here, it wasn't even that good. We were bitching about him having defensive backs off the line and getting dink and dunked to death. So, I just don't get it. So we're grasping at straws. Whatever worked before has to work now. Well, if it worked, why didn't he stay here? Why wasn't he here the whole time? Because he retired and then went to the Tennessee Titans to work with his son? Come on, man.
Early this month, John Harbaugh talked about Dean Pease's presence already with this team.
And we talked to Dean, too, just so you know. I mean, had a conversation with Dean and today, you know, and Zach has a conversation in the staff, you know, so, you know, he's watching, he cares, you know, so he's part of what we're doing. We've got people that we lean on for sure. You know, it's not like we just, if you got people that you lean on that know the defense that are part of this structure, that you want to get their view of it, you know, we definitely do that.
So Dean Pease's presence is already here, Jeremy. Yeah,
they called him. I don't know why that
They called him because he cares.
I don't know why that seems weird to me. Like, we don't know what's going on. Do you see anything? Well, if you don't know what's going on, then fire somebody and move on. Find somebody that does. If Dean Pease knows how to coach the defense, then go hire him and get rid of Zach Orr.
I don't mind an extra set of eyes.
I don't, but like I would like, and maybe I'm totally just off on this.
You just don't like Dean Pease.
No, it's not. No, I don't think it's that. Like, if Dean Pease called him and said, hey, I saw this on tape, and I wanted to bring this to your attention if you didn't see it. It almost feels like, hey, coach, what am I doing wrong? What do we do? And I get it. Have I gone to other coaches and say, hey, check it out, see if you see anything off with I've done that. But, like, it just feels weird that they got to keep going back to Dean Pease. Hey, you see anything wrong with the defense? What should we be doing? Do you guys have your cornerback 7 to 10 yards off them at all times? I mean, this is one of the weirdest seasons I think I've ever seen, man. If you think about Baltimore sports this year, we got kicked in the pills and then spit in the face once football season started. Baseball season was just, like, so disappointing. And it's such a long season you're watching. And even when they start to play good or play well. And then the Ravens come out. You watch the first week and, yeah, you're disappointed about the loss. But you're like, we dropped 40 points, man. Yeah. It's the Bills. They're one of the best teams. You beat the Browns' ass. And then the Lions game happens and you're like, oh, no. Are we that bad? And then the next week you find out, yes. Yes, you are that bad.
And think about it. The Lions game was tied going into the fourth quarter.
Yeah. I mean,
that's the crazy part about it all.
It was a 38-30 game that feels like they won by 3 touchdowns.
Yeah.
In the article, there's an anonymous player that says something went wrong at halftime in the Bills game. That's why I had that topic yesterday.
Okay.
He said that something, they lost it.
Offensively? Or
just the entire team. They just lost. They lost their spark.
Spark, man. Sounds like he's in a bad relationship. We lost our spark. I mean, like,
we don't hold hands anymore.
Yeah. How come we don't say I love you when we leave?
Let's go to Baltimore, get Corey. What's up, Corey?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Not much. What's up with you?
Good. Two quick things. One, on the topic right now, I don't know what we're doing. If we're still talking about bringing in DPs, why don't we just get a new defensive coordinator?
That's what I said.
Like we should have done last year. And real quick, going back to the locker room, I read the Sun article about that. Just food for thought. How do we know that John Harbaugh actually made the move about removing the games? How do we not know that Roquan or, you know, one of the team captains had a meeting and, you know, maybe the rookies weren't doing what they were supposed to do?
Because the article says coaches. That's how we know.
Yeah, I'm just maybe.
I know. I mean, you're just spitballing.
I know, but why speculate something that's written? I mean, it's the writer of the article is not going to say coaches for sure. And set themselves up later on for them to say, well, it wasn't the coaches. Now you lose all credibility of the article. You see how these guys put their articles together. He's not gonna write in their coaches and not know for sure that it was the coaches. Now, he may not know what coach it was. I'm sure he does. But he's not going to write coaches, Jeremy. And now we're just speculating because that sounds more convenient for us.
It's not the first time either. That's what the article said.
Exactly.
So when they started, didn't they start 1-3 last year?
I thought it was 2-2.
Whatever year they started 1-3, I think that's the other year that they did it, and it worked. So maybe that's why now they say, well, it worked the first time.
Okay.
Let's go to you got to know your locker room. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Let me correct you real quick. They did start, I believe, 1-3 or something last year.
It was last year? 1-3? Okay, I thought it was 2-2, but go ahead.
Because they almost blew that game against the Cowboys. Remember up in Jerry's World, that big lead they almost blew? So that's, you know, things got together for them. But, hey, back to the subject, right? So let me understand this. When they took all that stuff out the locker room.
They did not. They started off 2-2. They lost to the Chiefs. They lost to the Raiders. Then they beat the Cowboys and beat Buffalo. They started off 2-2.
As you say so.
I'm looking at it right here if all I right. say so.
Okay, you're right, then I'm wrong. My bad, I make mistakes
damn,
too.
Damn, man, he coming at you. Sorry, Rashawn, he's aggressive, man.
No. Hey, but back to the locker room thing, right? You know, my thing is this, right? After the game, I want the players in a rush to go home and be with their families and everything. I ain't think they wanted to stay around and play video games or play with Marlon Humphrey's badminton set, or anything like that. So
at the practice, they hang around. Let me ask you a question. What did Nick Saban do about a little over a decade ago at Alabama?
I don't know. What did he do?
He built Disney World in the locker room. Why did he do that? Because he said the best thing to do is to have players wanting to be around one another after practice. To have players want to come to the locker room to hang out. NFL coaches locker rooms mocked that. They did the same thing because they realized that's a good environment.
Doesn't hurt when you're bringing free agents or recruits in either.
Exactly.
I understand that, right? But that's college kids.
No. I just said to you, NFL coaches said they modeled that because they realized that was a good environment. NFL coaches said that.
But, I mean, can we do the research to see how they mocked that and modeled that? But how many things did that really work for, though?
Go into the locker rooms. That's your research. Find me an NFL locker room or a baseball clubhouse that doesn't have games in it. Find me one.
I mean, did that result in winning, though, for them franchises, though?
You find some that win, some that lose, but most of them have it.
I think the Bengals have Connect Four and Family Pursuit in their locker room.
The Yankees have games in their locker room. The Dodgers have games in their locker room.
You've been all around the world.
I've been all in these locker rooms and clubs, but they have games. They all do it.
The Cowboys got crap games in their locker room, though, man. You know, they roll a little dice, man.
Jerry's down there playing. Got to get me some glory hole.
Ooh. He's high rolling, man.
That's what they're playing there? I want to play that game.
Need some glory hole games.
We giving out shovels at 7:15. Do the research. Okay, the clubhouses I've been into, the locker rooms I've been into, guess what they have? They have games. That's my research. NBA opening night up next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.